Let's begin with prayer this morning.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for the week that we've had.
亲爱的主，我们为上个星期感谢你。
A time to remember your goodness.
就是纪念你的美善。
Now, as we begin to go back to our regular lives and schedules, would you help us to keep in mind our gratefulness and our thanks to you?
亲爱的主，当我们又回到好像过去日常的生活中，求你帮助我们常常感谢、纪念你的美善和你的恩赐。
And your word this morning.
当我们学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
This week is sort of a transition week in our study.
这个星期呢，好像是有个过渡时间。
First of all, I should remind you it's a transition in that next week we will begin meeting on Sundays.
下一课我们就开始在星期天来教主日学了。
The other way it is a transition is I am for the next few weeks laying a foundation for the next big section of this class.
另外一个过渡就是我下几个从今天开始下几个星期课呢我都会开始好像做一个根基式的是为了以后要来的这更大的以后要讲的东西。
We have talked about...How God works to shape us in His image.
我们已经讲过神如何塑造我们，让我们成为他的样式。
And beginning in January, I'm going to be looking at the spiritual disciplines that He uses to shape us.
然后从一月份开始，我们就来看神用的这个，就是属灵上的一些操练，可以神用来塑造我们成为他的形象。
But it feels to me like there is often a problem when we look at these disciplines.
但是当我们去看这些属灵操练的时候，通常呢会有一些问题。
And so before we look at them, I want to lay some foundation.
所以在我们进入到这个属灵操练的这些步骤之前呢，我想有一个好的根基。
Turn to Matthew chapter 6.
请大家翻到马太福音第六章。
And let me today try to show you why we need what we're going to be talking about for the next few weeks.
我这个你就会明白为什么在以后我们讲到属灵操练之前我们要先来看这个。
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is talking about areas of spiritual discipline.
在登山宝训里边，主耶稣讲到了这个属灵操练的方面。
Things that we do, practices that we follow, not to earn God's favor, but to grow in His image.
就是我们信主之后呢，我们就是会跟随着属灵的这些操练。这样做不是为了赢得神的恩惠，而是让我们能够成为主耶稣基督的样式。
And in Matthew 6, Jesus talks about three of these areas of discipline.
在马太福音第六章，主耶稣讲了这个操练的三个方面。
He talks about giving.
他讲到这个奉献施舍。
He talks about praying.
讲到祷告。
And he talks about fasting.
然后也讲到禁食。
And in every one of these, there's a problem.
但是在每一方面呢，这个都包牵涉到一个问题。
And here is the problem.
问题就在于
We are very good at doing the right thing for the wrong reason.
我们很擅长就是出于错误的原因来做正确的事情。
We do it.To impress others.
我们做呢是为了让别人对我们刮目相看。
Or we do it to impress ourselves.
或者我们做了是让自己感觉很好，觉得自己很了不起。
And so we do something that is very good.
所以我们可以做一些很好的事情。
And then we ruin it by saying, Oh, look at how good I am.
然后我们就说，哇，你看我多棒啊，这你就把这整个都给毁掉。
We say, ah, I am such a good person.
你说，你看我是一个多好的人啊。
Someone once said to me, I think I am a very humble person.
有一次有一个人跟我讲说，我觉得我是一个很谦卑的人。
And I thought, if you are bragging on yourself for being humble, you're not.
然后我就想啊，如果你在自吹自己是很谦卑的，那你就不是谦卑的。
So Jesus talks in Matthew 6 about a person who gives to the poor.
所以呢，主耶稣在马太福音第六章讲到一个人，给穷人施舍。
But as they give, they look around to see who is noticing, who sees what I'm doing.
当他们给的时候呢，他们就四面看看，说：“哎呀，有谁在看着我呀？”
They give so others will see them and be impressed.
他们这样子给出去，就是奉献了，就是让别人对他们印象深刻。
Or they give, and he says their left hand knows what their right hand is doing. They're impressed with themselves for their generosity.
或者呢，是他们给的时候呢，是。他们的左手知道他们右手所做的，就是他们对自己很感觉自己很棒。
Then he talks about those who pray.
然后在主耶稣下边又讲到那些祷告的人。
And they pray so that everyone will see them and be very impressed with their prayers.
然后呢，他们祷告的时候是让每个人都能看见，对于他们觉得说，哇，他们祷告真是棒啊。
Or they use lots of fancy words.
因为他们用了很大的词语。
Oh, look how good I am at praying.
哦，你看我祷告的时候我多棒啊。
They fast.
或者他们禁食。
And oh, everyone can see they are fasting.
当他们禁食的时候，每个人都能看出来他们在禁食。
They make a show of it.
然后他们就好像让大家做一作秀似的。
Please understand if I am kind of weak today, I have been fasting.
哦，你看我今天好像非常的软弱无力，就是因为我在进食啊。
Oh, that food looks so good, but no, I can't have any, I'm fasting.
哎呀，那个看得真好吃，但是我不能碰它，因为我今天在进食。
Jesus says, none of this is right.
主耶稣说这所有的一切都不对。
When you give, give to where no one notices.
当你给的时候呢，不要让有人注意到。
When you pray, just talk to your father.
当你祷告的时候，就是安安静静的跟你的父亲说。
And when you fast, make sure that you look like you are full.
当你进食的时候，看着你好像都吃饱了一样。
That no one sees, oh, he is suffering.
没有人能看出来说你在受苦。
Now, I start with this example because of this.
之所以讲这个例子呢，是因为这样的原因。
We are very good at doing the right thing for the wrong reason.
我们很擅长呢，去做那个正确的、对的事情，但是却出于一个错误的原因。
Our motivation for doing what we do in growing in the image of Christ must be the right motivation.
我们去操练这些属灵操练，让我们能够更像主，长成主耶稣基督形象的动机必须是正确的。
John Calvin said, "This is true wisdom."
约翰加尔文说，这才是真正的智慧。
To know God,
就是认识神。认识神，并且认识我们自己。
And it seems to me that at the foundation of growing in the image of Christ is these two things.
所以呢，长成基督的形象的这个根基，基础就是这两件。
As long as I don't know God, I will do what I do to try to earn favor from Him.
只要我还不认识神，那我就会去做这些，我做的就是要赢得神的恩惠。
I will think he is a tyrant and I somehow have to do enough to keep him from being angry with me.
我会觉得他是一个好像独裁者似的，那我就得努力的去做，让他不生气。
I know many Christians who live in fear of God.
我知道很多基督徒，他们是活在对神的恐惧中。
Not the healthy fear that we see in Scripture.
不是我们在圣经上所看到的那种正确的敬畏。
When the Bible talks about fear God, it is a healthy respect.
当圣经上讲到敬畏神的时候，那是一个健康的对神的尊重。
But I see many Christians who live in an unhealthy fear of God.
但是我看到很多基督徒活在对神的一个不正确的一个惧怕当中。
And that will lead us, to the wrong kind of growth.
那样呢，就会把我们带在一个错误道路上。
The second part of wisdom, Calvin says, was knowing ourselves.
约翰加尔文说，智慧的第二方面是认识我们自己。
If we don't really understand our own condition, we will not grow in his image.
如果我们不了解自己的真实状况，我们没有办法在他的形象上成长。
So we're going to be looking over the next few weeks at what it means to know God and what it means to know ourselves.
所以下几个星期我们就来看认识神，认识我们自己到底是意味着什么。
A.W. Tozer said, what comes into our mind when we think about God is the most important thing about us.
陶素说，当我们想到神时，在脑海中所浮现出来的想法是关乎我们的最重要之事。
What he meant was this.
他的意思就是，
everything we do will be impacted by our image of God, our understanding of God.
我们所做的一切的事情都会因为我们对神的认识，对神的印象而改变，都会被影响到。
If I were to sit down with you and talk for an hour and listen to you for an hour,
如果我们坐在一起，我听你讲一个小时。
And you were to tell me about your relationship with your family,
你跟我讲到你和家庭的关系。
You were to tell me about your relationship with your church.
你讲到你和教会的关系。
You were to tell me about your struggles with temptation.
你面对试探时的挣扎。
By the end of an hour, I would probably have a pretty good idea of what your view of God is.
那讲完这一个小时之后，我大概就知道你对神是如何看待的。
Because everything we do is based on that view of God.
其实我们所做的每件事情都是基于我们对神的看法。
Many people have a view of God that he is an angry, judging God.
很多人对神的印象就是他是一位生气的，总是在准备审判我们的神。
And that twist their relationship with him.
那种扭曲的想法就扭曲了他们跟神的关系。
They live in constant fear.
他们就活在这种持续不断的恐惧当中。
They often will do the right things.
通常他们会做这个正确的事情。
They are at church every week.
每个星期天他们都会来教会。
They keep the Ten Commandments.
他们会守十诫。
They do everything right.
他每件事情都做得对。
And they get very angry with anyone who doesn't do it all right.
然后他们对任何做事情做不对的，或者是没有完全做对的，都会很生气。
But they do this because their view of God is an angry tyrant who will punish them if they break any rules.
然后他们之所以这样做呢，是因为他们对神的想法就是神是一位生气的暴君，如果他们做错任何事情就会惩罚他们。
And so they have no sense of God's mercy in their life.
所以他在这生活中对神的这个怜悯是没有任何感觉的。
And they show no mercy to other people who struggle.
他们对周围挣扎的人也是没有任何的怜悯。
Why? Because of their view of God.
他们为什么会这样呢？就是因为他们对神的想法。
There's other people whose view of God is just sort of a great grandfather in the sky.
还有的人呢，对神的想法就是神是这个很慈爱的，在天空中的一慈祥的老爷爷。
A grandpa who doesn't ever discipline us.
就是这个爷爷嘛，他从来也不会就是管教我们。
Who just looks at his grandchildren and says, "Oh, they are so cute."
然后看着孙子就说，哎呀，真可爱呀。
And so these people make no effort to keep God's law.
所以这些人呢，也不会去努力去遵行神的律法。
If it's convenient, they obey him. If it's not convenient, they don't.
如果方便的时候呢，他们就遵守神的律法；如果不方便了，他们就不遵守。
Because their view of God is twisted to a God who does not judge sin.
因为他们对神的看法也是一种扭曲的想法，就是认为这位神是不会审判罪的。
All through the Bible, we see what happens if you have a twisted view of God.
所以纵观整个圣经，你就看到了，当人有对神的想法是扭曲的时候，会发生什么。
The whole book of Job, you've got the friends of Job.
整个约伯记呢，你就看到约伯的朋友
，who think that God is some sort of heavenly accountant，
他就认为好像神就是天堂的这个会计师似的。
He adds up the good，
然后他把那个所有你做的好事、善事都加起来。
He adds up the bad，
然后再把你做的这个错事、坏事都给加起来。
And then he either gives you a reward or a punishment。
然后就根据这两项呢，他或者是赏赐你，或者是惩罚你。
And so when Job suffers, their idea is, okay, God is punishing him.
所以当约伯受苦的时候，他们的想法就是神在惩罚你。
They had no compassion for Job because they had the wrong view of God.
因为他们对神呢有一个错误的想法，所以他们对约伯就没有怜悯慈悲。
If you find yourself being very, very judgmental of others,
如果你发现自己是一个很爱论断的人，
I encourage you to ask yourself, what is my picture of God?
所以我就请你呢，真的是问自己一下，那我对神的看法、想法是怎么样的呢？
Do I think that God is an angry judge?
你心目中的神是不是一位生气的审判官呢？
When you read about King Saul,
当你读到那个扫罗王的故事的时候，
King Saul thought that God could be bought, bribed.
那个扫罗王觉得神可以贿赂，可以贿买。
That if you bring God enough sacrifices, you can get by with disobeying him.
如果你给神带的那个献祭足够多，即使你不顺服神，你也可以过关。
Again, I have met people.
我也碰到这样的人。
Who are not trying to live in obedience to God.
他们不想对神过一个顺服的生活。
But they give a lot of money to the church.
但是他给教会奉献很多。
And they think God will overlook their disobedience.
他们觉得这样的神就会忽略他们的不顺服。
Their view of God is twisted.
他们对神的想法、看法是扭曲的。
The Pharisees.
法利赛人。
Thought God is keeping a list.
他们觉得神也是有一个清单。
And if I can check everything in the list, I will be okay.
如果我能把这个清单的每一项我都打勾的话，那我就没事了。
Again, we have that today.
我们今天也有这样的现象。
Someone says, well, I keep all of these lists.
有的人就说，你看这个清单上这所有的事情我都遵守了。
Someone else thinks, well, I have an even longer list. I am holier.
另外一个人说，我的清单比你还长，我比你圣洁。
All of these have a wrong picture of God.
这所有的一切都是对神有一个错误的印象，错误的想法。
So how do we get a right picture of God?
我们对神如何有一个正确的一个想法呢？
How do we begin understanding who he is?
我们如何能开始了解他到底是谁呢？
Quickly, I want to say that we see God in creation.
我们在创造中看见神。
He has revealed himself in our world, in creation.
他所创造的自然界中，在我们这个世界，他显示了自己。
A God of incredible variety.
这位一位神是创造这么多宇宙万物多样性的这样一位神。
A God of wonderful creativity.
神是充满了丰富的创造力。
A God of incredible power.
一位大有能力的神。
When Job felt that God had just hidden himself away,
当约伯觉得神把自己隐而不现的时候，不向他显现的时候，
God points to creation.
神就向他指明神的创造。
And says, look at this world I made.
神说你看我所创造的世界。
Look at how I take care of it.
你看我是如何来照顾维护这个世界的。
This shows who I am.
这就展示了我是谁。
I have always been a little bit jealous of scientists and engineers.
我有一点点那个嫉妒这个科学家或者是工程师。
Because I have no knowledge in that area.
因为我对那方面几乎是就是一无所知。
But when I read and try to understand, I'm amazed at how intricate.Creation is.
然后当我去读的时候就哎呀真的是非常的惊奇惊讶这个创造是多么的复杂。
And the little bit I understand, I realize what an amazing God to do this.
我虽然就理解到一点点我就知道神的创造是多么的伟大多么的精彩。
But that view of God is often very vague to us.
但是那种对神的理解通常都是比较模模糊糊的。
And so in scripture, God shows himself more clearly.
所以呢在圣经上神就把他自己更清楚地展现出来。
We see him in his attributes.
我们在神的属性中看见他。
An attribute is simply a quality, a character quality of God.
这个属性就是神的这个品格就是神本身的特质
There are many places we can look but one of the best places to see this is in Exodus 34
有很多地方我们可以看到神的属性但是最好的一个地方就是出埃及记34章
Moses had said to God I want to see you
摩西对神说我想看见你我想见你
He says, no one can look at my face.
但是神说没有人可以见我的面。
But then he shows Moses his character.
但是他向摩西展示了神的品格，神的特点。
And look at the list of character qualities that he has.
你来看一下在这个里边就是列出来的神的品格。
And what I'm wanting to do this morning is to ask you this.
我今天早晨想做的就是想问大家两个问题。
Number one, is this the image you have of God?
第一个是这个是你对神的印象吗?
And number two, are these qualities that describe you?
第二个就是这些特点这些品格可以来描述你自己吗?
First of all, is this your picture of God?
第一个,这个是你对神的印象吗?
Next week it'll be a little easier, because again, I want to ask you, what do you think when you think of God? What do you imagine?
因为下次会容易点，因为就是当我问你，你想到神的时候，你的印象，你的想象是什么呢？
I read about a little girl in Sunday school who was drawing a picture.
然后我读到一个故事，就是在主日学上一个小女孩在画画一个画画。
And the teacher said, "What are you drawing?"
然后呢，老师就问她说：“你在画什么呢？”
And she said, "I'm drawing a picture of God."
我在画神的这个图片呢。
And the teacher said, "But nobody knows what God looks like."
然后老师说：“没有人知道神是什么样子的，看到神呢。”
And this little girl said, "Wait just a minute, and I'll show you."
然后这个小女孩说：“等一下，我马上给你看。”
We don't know what God looks like.
我们不知道神看得像什么样。
But we know His character.
但是我们知道他的品格，知道他的属性。
Look at what God showed to Moses when He asked to see Him.
当摩西说：“求你。”向我显现的时候，你在看神是显给摩西什么？
You see, when we describe ourselves to someone,
当我们向别人描述自己的时候，
we emphasize what is most important about who we are.
我们通常会强调对我们来讲我们觉得最重要的事情。
And so these are the characteristics that God most wanted to emphasize to Moses.
所以呢，这些特点呢，就是神最想向摩西所强调的。
Now that's important to me because we are in the place in Israel's history where God is giving them the law.
因为呢，要知道在这段以色列的历史当中，神要给他们颁布律法。
And so this is the place where God could say to them,
所以呢，在这个地方，神可以对他们说，
This is who I am.
我是谁呢？我是这样的。
I am powerful.
我是大有能力的。
I am strong. You better obey me.
我很非常的坚固强壮，你最好听我的话。
And that would be true.
那也是真实的。
This would be the point where he could say, I am the God who judges those who sin.
他可以在这里神说，我就是那位审判罪恶的神。
That would be true.
那也是真实的，的确是那样。
This is the place where he could say, I am so powerful that I can destroy you if you disobey.
在这个时候神可以说，我是如此的大有能力，如果你们不顺服的话，我可以毁灭你们。
That would be true.
那也是真实的。
But God is revealing himself to his people.
但是当神向他的百姓来显示他自己的时候，
And he wants them to see what is most important about him.
他就想让他的百姓知道对神来讲他最重要的品格。
And look what he says.
你看神是怎么说的。
Merciful and gracious.
有怜悯，有恩典。
Slow to anger.
不轻易发怒。
Abounding, running over with steadfast love and faithfulness.
并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Keeping steadfast love for thousands.
为千万人存留慈爱。
Forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin.
赦免罪恶。
Now, he tells them he will not ignore the guilty.
他告诉他们他不会说忽略他们的这个罪孽。
He will judge their sin.
会审判罪孽。
But do you see the emphasis on his love and compassion and mercy?
你有没有看到神的这个强调的重点是在神的慈爱，在他的怜悯，在他的慈悲上？
This is so important.
这个是如此的重要。
Because it shows us a God of love and compassion.
因为他向我们展示了一位有慈爱、有怜悯的神。
Exodus tells us that when Moses saw this God, he bowed down and worshiped.
出埃及记告诉我们，当摩西看到这样一位神，他就急忙的伏地下拜。
You see, I have heard many people describe God in a way that would make me want to run and hide.
有很多人，他们所描述的神就是要让我赶快，我听到了以后就想赶快的逃离。
I remember when I was a little boy.
我记得当我是个小男孩的时候。
There were preachers who would come to our church.
有讲员会到我们教会。
And they would shout about God's judgment.
他们就会就是那个大声的讲到神的审判。
And they would tell stories of people who suffered great punishments.
他们会讲到这个人呢，就是会受到很大的惩罚。
And I would think, oh, I hope God doesn't see me.
我就会觉得说，哎呀，最好神看不到我。
I wanted to hide from him.
我想从他面前藏起来。
But the God that Moses sees,
但是摩西所看到的神
is beautiful.
是如此的荣美。
He draws Moses to worship.
他真的就是让摩西听到之后，摩西就伏地下拜。
A God who is merciful.
是一位蛮有怜悯的神。
Who looks on us and loves us despite our failures.
即使是我们有失败，我们有就是不够，但是他确实带着慈爱和怜悯来看我们。
A God who is gracious.
是一位有恩典的神。
To be gracious means he gives us better than we deserve.
就是恩典就意味着他给我们是超过我们所值得、所配得的。
He goes beyond what we can expect and gives us better.
他给我们就是超过我们所期盼的，然后更好的。
He is slow to anger. He is patient with us.
就是神是不轻易发怒的神，他对我们很有耐心。
One of the things that we see over and over in the Bible is God is a God of second chances.
在圣经里，我们一次又一次的看到神是给第二次机会的神。
I was a teacher for many years.
我很多年我都是老师。
And sometimes a teacher will say, I've already given you a chance.
很多时候，有时候老师就会说：“我已经给过你机会了。”
God is a God of second chances.
但是我们的神是一位再给机会的神。
Over and over, Israel fails him.
一次又一次的这个以色列人真的是对神不忠实，就是失败。
And over and over, God reaches out to them again.
但是一次又一次的神主动的就是到他们就是去找他们。
When you read the book of Jeremiah,
当你去读那个耶利米书的时候
,When you read the book of Second Kings,
当你读列王记下的时候
,You might say, look at how hard God judged Israel.
你会说哎呀你看神审判以色列多么的严厉。
And it is true, he judged them very strongly.
的确是神很严厉地惩罚了他们。
But remember that for 400 years, they had gone to false idols and God kept drawing them back.
但是要记得有400年之久，他们不断地去拜偶像，神就把他们再把他们带回来。
400 years of mercy and second and third and fourth chances.
这个四百年的怜悯，第二次、第三次、第四次的一次不断的给他们机会。
He is slow to anger.
神真的是不轻易发怒的神。
He is abounding in steadfast love.
是有丰盛的慈爱。
Abounding means running over.
就是他这个丰盛的，就是好像这个溢流出来的，满溢出来。
Steadfast love.
然后它是一个丰盛的稳固的一个慈爱。
That means his love does not change.
那就意味着他的爱是不改变的。
Maybe you've had a relationship with someone who was unreliable.
或者你有一个人际关系中有的关系是不可靠的。
Sadly, I have found many people whose relationship with their parents, their father or mother was not steadfast love.
然后令人难过的是，我发现很多人跟他们的父母，他们的关系也是让他们觉得不可以信靠的，不是一个稳固的。
Instead, they felt they had to constantly earn their parents' love.
他们就觉得他们得不断地来赢得他们父母的爱。
Their parents' love was conditional love.
他们父母对这个孩子的爱呢，是有条件的爱。
I'll love you if you get good grades in school.
如果你学习成绩好，那我就会爱你。
I'll love you if you obey me.
如果你听我的话，我就爱你。
Even as an adult, I'll love you if you come visit me often enough.
即使你成人了，如果你经常的回来看我，那我就会爱你。
I have met people who were 50 years old who were still afraid they would lose their parents' love.
我见到真的有的人都已经50岁了，仍然害怕会失去他们父母的爱。
And if that's your relationship with a parent, it may be hard for you to see God's love.
如果你和父母的关系是那样的，那对你来讲，看到神的爱可能就相对来讲比较会困难一些。
Because His love is steadfast.
因为神的这个爱呢，是一个坚固的，一个不改变的爱。
He loves Israel.
神爱以色列。
Even when he must judge them, it still comes from a heart of love.
即使当神必须要审判他们，要惩罚他们，仍然是出于一个爱的心。
Can I tell you something that to me is very wonderful?
我可以跟大家分享对我来讲一件很棒的事吗？
Nothing you can do will ever stop God from loving you.
不管你做任何事情都没有办法停止神对你的爱，神爱你。
Now, what you do may bring his judgment.
你所做的可能会招致神的审判。
Because God is a holy God and he must judge rebellion.
因为神是圣洁的，他必须要审判悖逆。
So it is important that we obey him, but
所以呢
nothing
我们
to... Sorry,
顺服他是非常重要的，但是
Nothing you do will cause him not to love you.
不管你做任何事情都不能说停止或者说阻断神去爱你。
That is steadfast love.
那个就是坚固稳固的爱。
And then he says abounding in faithfulness.
然后他就说神是大有神是信实的神。
Or abounding in truth is another way to say it.
就是说是满有真理。
His word is perfectly reliable.
神的话语是完全的可以信靠的。
This is the view of God that we see in Scripture.
这是我们在圣经中所看到的神的形象。
Now I said this verse is important for two reasons.
这句经文非常重要是有两个原因。
Number one, if we don't have this view of God, we will struggle to really love him.
如果我们对神的看法不是这样的，那我们就会在爱神上会有难处，会有挣扎。
You see, the God that I often heard about when I was a little boy.
当我小的时候，我通常听到的关于神的这个描述就是
would have sounded something like this.
我听到的，我脑中听到的这个神的描述，经常是这样的。
Let me read Exodus 34 with different words in it.
让我来用出埃及记34章第6节用个不同的词语来描述。
The Lord,
耶和华
，a God of judgment,
是一位审判的神
，and wrath,
是一位愤怒的神。
Quick to anger,
就是快快的发怒。
Abounding in power,
就是充满能力。
And judgment.
充满了审判。
Now, I could fear that God.
我可以惧怕那位神。
But I could not love him.
但是我却没有办法爱他。
We need to see this God so that we love him the way Moses loved him.
我们需要看到这样一位神，所以我们可以像摩西那样的去爱神。
But there's a second reason this picture of God is important.
第二点就是对神的看法是这样的重要在于。
And this is where I'm wanting to end today.
那是我今天结束时候想要讲的。
Remember that I said that spiritual formation is coming for us to have the character that God has.
就是灵命塑造是对于我们，让我们身上呢是看起来像神，我们有神的这个特点。
You and I are supposed to look increasingly like the God we see in Scripture.
你和我应该是不更加的不断的看的更像圣经里所描述的神。
We are to be growing in His image.
我们要成长像神的样子。
And so that means we are to be increasingly merciful.
所以那就意味着我们应该在怜悯上更加成长。
Increasingly gracious.
就是更加的有恩典。
I said that that means that God treats us better than we deserve.
那个恩典我刚才讲到就是神对待我们超过我们所配得的。
When we are being transformed into His image, it means we are treating others better than they deserve.
所以当我们被更新成为基督的样式的时候，那就意味着我们对待周围的人要对待他们超过他们所配得的。
And so when we look at ourselves through this verse,
所以当我们通过这些经文来看我们自己的时候，
Do I say, well, they deserve it?
我们是说这是他们当得的。
I'm giving them exactly what they deserve.
我给他们就是他们所就是他们所配得的。
Okay.
如果这样的话没关系。
But then I must remember.
但是我接着我要你要想起你要记得。
That my heavenly Father is gracious.
我的天父是充满恩典的。
Who says I am giving him much better.Than he deserves.
我给他的是远远超过他所当得的。
And then I look at this person who wronged me.
然后我再看另外一位亏待我的人。
And I must say,
我必须说,
How can I give them better than they deserve?
我如何给他是超过他所配得的呢？
Do you understand how seeing God's character changes how we treat other people?
你看到了没有？如何就是看到神的这个品格改变了我们如何对待别人吗？
I go further in the verse. Am I slow to anger?
我再往前走，我是不是不轻易发怒？
Again, many of us would have to read this verse to describe us.Quick to anger.
我们可能每个人对自己的这个描述就是快快的发怒。
But if I am growing in the image of God,
但是如果我在神的形基督的样式上成长，
It means I am slow to be provoked.
那就意味着我不太容易被激怒。
I am learning patience with those who wrong me.
我对那些错待我的人，我也在慢慢的学习，就是学习忍耐。
Abounding in steadfast love, he says.
就是有丰盛的、坚固的爱。
Am I a person of mercy?
我是一位充满怜悯的人吗？
Abounding in faithfulness.
是在信实上就是充满吗？
Do those around me know? That even if they offend me, I will still care for them and love them because my love is faithful and steadfast.
就是我周围的人是不是知道，即使他们就是冒犯了我，或者是惹怒了我，我仍然是充满了这个慈爱和信实。
Let me ask you to do this week.
所以我请大家这个星期这样做。
Read this verse in Exodus every day.
每天读这一句经文。
And ask yourself two questions.
问你自己两个问题。
Number one.
第一。
Is that the God I know?
这个是我所知道的神吗？
If the answer is no, begin to ask God, show me yourself in this way.
如果你的回答是不的话，那你就向神祷告说，神啊，求你在这方面向我显示你自己。
And then the harder question.
然后另外一个更难的问题。
Am I becoming more and more like this?
我有没有更像这样？
Is this the person people see when they look at me?
当别人看到我的时候，我是不是这样的？
Because it should be.
应该是这样的。
As I am growing in his image, I should be more and more like this.
当我在神的形象上成长的时候，我应该是越来越有这样的品格。
Next week, we're going to see the biggest way in which God reveals himself to us.
下个星期我们看神这个最大的向我们显示他自己的方式。
But first, creation and then scripture.
第一是神的创造，第二是圣经。
Next week, we will focus on the third way in which God shows himself to us.
下个星期我们看第三种神向我们显示他自己的方式。
But this week,
但是这个星期
think about Exodus 34, verse 6.
这个星期来思想、默想出埃及记34章第六节。
And let it shape your view of who God is.
让这个来塑造你对神的想法。
And then begin to ask God to help you to have those qualities in your own character.
接着就向神求让这些品质在你也成为你的品格。
Because that's what it means to be like God.
因为那个就意味着像神。
Let's finish with prayer this morning.
让我们以祷告来结束。
Lord, I thank you that you are a God of mercy.
亲爱的主，真的是感谢你，你是一位怜悯的神。
A God of compassion.
一位大有慈悲的神。
A God who gives us much better than we deserve.
你给我们的真的是远远超过我们所配得的。
Thank you for your love in our lives.
谢谢你对我们的慈爱。
Now, God, would you help us to be people who are growing to be more and more like you?
求你帮助我们，让我们真的是成为越来越像你的人。
That as other people see us, they will see you in us.
当别人看到我们的时候，他们可以在我们身上看到你。
I ask this in Jesus' name.
你这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.